Disney Channel movie. Let's watch a Disney Channel movie. We made it. It went through.
I feel like
any of my water, Lisa.
When it like scratched off like that, I thought it was like the Phantom virus. You from thought Scooby-Doo.
I remixed it.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say I thought you would have thought I remixed it.
No, I thought it was just like, and then some like man was gonna pop up on the screen like, you're listening to, and I'm like, oh my god,
you're listening to.
We're freaking out.
No, the ghost of Kevin Jonas's acting career.
Oh.
This
really took him down, though.
I don't know what happened, but anyway.
He got married, trying to have a kid. I don't know.
I meant with the soundboard.
Does he do anything anymore?
No.
He doesn't sing. He doesn't act.
Did you ever watch his reality show?
I watched like 2 or 3 episodes.
Where his wife is afraid of balloons.
Yeah.
Where they tried to bring in that tree from the backyard. They're like chopping down a tree or something.
Ah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, they like buy a fence, and I think he's either ripping out a tree or putting in a tree, but like something goes wrong.
Who wanted that to happen?
No one.
How many episodes do you think that had?
6.
5.
I was going to say 6. Let's see.
You're probably right. I feel like it was an even number.
Hey, you got a pretty...
Wait, this says... Were there 2 seasons?
What?
You're joking. Of 3 episodes a season?
No. 2 seasons, 16 episodes.
Holy!
I need to rewatch this.
No one needs to rewatch this.
What are the reviews? Rotten Tomatoes say anything about that?
I'm sure it doesn't have
okay. I'm sure they lied.
Wow. Ryan Seacrest, producer.
Ryan Seacrest needs to chill out.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm tired of him. I'm tired of hearing his name.
He's on Live with Kelly now, and I don't like
Live with Kelly? Shut up. Let it be Kelly. Can she just be Kiki?
What?
All right. Well... Welcome back to a podcast from Planet Weird. Shout out to Lisa's mom if she's listening.
Shout out.
Nancy, love you. We have a special guest with us today for episode 21. We're talking about Camp Rock with our friend Lisa Johnson.
Woo!
Good to have you back, Lisa.
So happy to be here.
Your audience is going wild.
I love it.
They're so excited for you to be here. How are you? How's it going?
I'm doing well. I feel kind of bad I didn't write more, but
it's
I think I have a lot to say.
I'm surprised one of the most... You did... This is the first time he watched it, though. Maybe we were just...
I was thinking about
that. A lot of mental notes.
I've also written, like, 7 pages worth of notes one time, too.
Well,
so.
We tried to watch with him once before, but I think he fell asleep in the dorms once,
when?
Right?
I always fall asleep.
I don't remember
She has
that.
Videos of it.
I don't
Did she send you those snaps?
Yeah.
Oh, I sent them to
everybody. I have videos of you sleeping,
too. I said, this is cyberbully. Harassment.
I have videos of you sleeping too. So
you were snoring. I just couldn't turn up the volume.
I had that one like I had to wake you up. I had to wake you up so many times where you're like, can you either like call me or like if I was in the room like also working on something, I'd have to like push you. You're like, Juan, it's time to get up. Good times, guys.
No.
Oh no. Okay, well, like I said, we're talking about Camp Rock.
Camp Rock.
So, Juan, this is your first time seeing it.
Ever.
Correct.
And I thought it was the one.
Really
this is why
emphasizing
I didn't bring up Camp Rock 2 for a second, because I thought this one was the one where Nick Jonas sings the cheese song. But it was
quesadilla
I was fooled.
That is a good song.
I was
you
looking
let
forward
down?
To that song
You were
only.
Let down.
That's the only song I was looking forward
I'm
to.
I'm sorry. That is a good song.
I was mad.
Okay, well, Lisa, how many times would you say you've seen this movie?
I honestly, with you, at least like 5 times.
We just watched it. Well, we watched like half of it. What, like a month or two ago? We fell asleep.
Yeah.
We woke up to the final jam.
The final jam.
Yeah.
I think maybe total like 12 times.
Yeah.
As sad as that is.
Okay. And when did you first see it? Did you see it like when it came out?
No, I don't think I did. I think I watched it. Like, everyone was talking about it in school. I remember
that. Oh, it was all the rage.
I know. And then, but it was replayed, like, a million times. So I was like, I can watch it whenever. And I remember distinctly coming home from school. And
she
it was
to school.
It, I did go
Good
to school.
To hear.
I think I was in 9th grade.
Well, it came out. It came out June 20th, 2008. It just had its anniversary.
So I was, like, a year maybe behind. Or, like, half a year.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
But I think, so I watched it, like, probably fall semester of, like, 9th grade.
And how did you feel?
You know, oh, man. I don't remember. I don't think I liked it that much.
I didn't either. It was definitely a letdown.
When Camp Rock 2 came out, it was a stretch to get me to watch it. Because I remember being like...
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch Camp Rock 2 until like 2 years ago. When I said, it's on Netflix. I guess I'll watch it. Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Can't wait for you.
We'll get there eventually.
But you know about the cheese song, so that's good.
That's the only song I know. Because they played it on Disney Channel every time they were promoting it.
I forget what Kevin's part in that movie was.
Nothing.
Because Nick had his relationship.
Kevin's saying was he wanted a birdhouse and he was with the
Not in this movie.
Not in this one.
He still wanted a goddamn birdhouse?
He was really into that.
And then the bonus Jonas, which Lisa thought I made up. She didn't believe me that there was a fourth Jonas brother.
No one does.
He's young. In the second one.
How old is he? Yeah, he's like a little tot.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was like always like talking with Kevin and like...
Clearly it's been a while since I've seen this. Okay.
Well, all right, let's go ahead and play the intro song for Camp Rock and get into the trivia. It's a no.
I jammed out to this song on my way here, so I'm happy you played it.
Good to hear it.
What's it like to be able to control things in your car?
You mean they didn't play this on the radio?
You mean they... No, I was too confused about me trying to survive without AC in the car to worry about music.
Okay, so like we said, June 20th, 2008.
What a day.
And yeah, just a day that will forever...
live in someone's heart.
It's just, it's historic. It brought so many... This was like...
This brought tears to many. This is
what introduced everyone to Demi Lovato. She was on As the Bell Rings, that like little 5-minute show.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then she left.
Sonny with a Chance.
We all said, where'd she go? She went to do Camp Rock.
That's true.
And then, Sonny with a Chance. And she left again.
Did she leave or was she booted out?
No, didn't she leave? She had like personal stuff to do with her.
Either or.
And then they like changed the show, and then she did her whole music career.
Don't forget about Camp Rock 2.
Oh, well, there was Camp Rock 2 in there. There was Princess Protection Program in there. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
We have a lot to do.
No.
Anyways, like you were saying, I was disappointed in Camp Rock when I first saw it. I was very annoyed. I was also very annoyed with just like the hype of the Jonas Brothers. I didn't get why they were on Disney and doing this thing.
I didn't understand.
But years later, I was like, it's not like good, but
it's so bad it's great.
But it's fine. It's not even like so bad. I think like Demi Lovato is like a great singer. I like a lot of the songs in here. Hasta la vista, you know, that's my jam.
God, ew.
I'm joking.
That wasn't even there.
I don't want to talk about that.
I know. No, but like it's not as bad now. Like besides Kevin Jonas.
I just really didn't like that Tess. Yeah, just everything about her was wild.
Everything made me mad.
Okay, let me read some trivia real quick, and then we'll get into
Please.
So there's a few things here. During Mitchie's solo, This Is Me.
Which one? Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll listen.
The Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato's parents were in the crowd. Moving on.
Mitchie's solo when?
This Is Me.
At the final jam?
Oh, did you watch the movie?
No, at the final jam or the piano part. That's when...
Why would they be in a crowd in that room with the piano?
That room was empty.
Well, when you said crowd, I thought final jam, but then... I don't know.
Were they hiding in the bushes? It was the final jam.
Relax.
Everyone was hiding in those bushes.
Camp Rock took 25 days of filming and 7 months of editing.
Dear God.
Why did it take longer to film and... Like, why did it take longer to edit than it did to film?
Probably to find ways to get Kevin in there without...
I think it's normal. In a scene when Joe Jonas was running, he tripped.
Good.
The director decided to keep it in the movie.
Oh, I remember that.
I think that's when he's running away from the girls.
Running through the bushes, yeah.
I thought it was on purpose.
Oh, so. I didn't even notice.
Peggy. Our girl Peggy wore a total of 14 headbands.
Wow,
Peggy. Do you think she owns those headbands, or were they like...
Wait, okay, was her name Peggy?
Margaret?
I'm so confused.
We'll get there.
And how do you shorten Margaret to Peggy? Is that normal?
No, we'll get there.
You get the G
from
Margaret, and you just go Peggy.
It's the first DCOM to have access to rights to other cable networks of Disney, from ABC to ABC Family.
I didn't follow that.
Good for them, that connection.
It was the first decom that they were like, we're going to air it here, here, and here.
Wow.
At the same time, at the same place.
It's a big deal.
Filmed at a real summer camp.
Mm. Let's go.
It's the same camp where Meatballs was filmed.
Same. Camp Crystal Lake.
And, yep. Jason was out there. The titles first were Rock Camp Rules.
Ew.
Then Camp Rock On. Finally, then it was Camp Rock.
Camp Rock On? What's the point of... What?
They really just want a camp and rock in there somewhere, so they just...
Camp Rock. Remember camp... in the second one?
Yes.
Rock Camp. Rock. Rock. What was that first one? Rock Camp...
Crystal Rock Camps.
Crystal Rock Murders.
Rock Camp Rules. Rock. Let's camp rock. Rules. Let's rock today. Okay, let's get into those notes. By the way, this had four writers.
Wow, who were they?
Me, Sarah,
Julie Brown,
you, and...
Paul Brown, Karen Gist, and Regina Hicks.
So we had two brothers and...
All women.
Julie and Paul. Sounds like a brother-sister duo, or maybe a husband and wife. You don't know.
Sounds like that's a jewelry true brand. Yep, welcome to Julie and Mall. Paul?
Julie and Mall?
Okay. Jill and Paul.
Jillian Julie? Michaels.
All right.
Disregarding. Okay, so, in the beginning of Camp Rock, we have...
A white picket fence.
The picture-perfect home, really.
In that guitar strum.
Bam.
And then Camp Rock comes on screen. We have the opening montage where Mitchie's got to pick that first day, or last day of school outfit.
I said, do you remember when you could play CDs on your laptop?
Because you don't have a disc drive.
Because I don't have a disc drive.
I also don't have a disc drive.
You're the only one with a disc drive.
Did you guys pick out outfits for the last day of school?
No, I didn't even pick out an outfit for the first day of
school. It seems like first day is like a more normal time to pick out your outfit.
I once picked out an outfit for the last day. I think it was any after
regrets?
I watched this.
Oh, really?
I actually do look back on pictures and I think, wow, I should have tried on more.
I wrote, in her room, there's a poster that says B-Town Crew, and I just thought that was funny. Because we say B-Town all the time.
B-Town.
What I didn't understand about this, I never thought about this before, but why can her family not afford this camp, but they can afford everything that Mitchie owns?
Such a big room. A keyboard, a guitar.
She has so much. She glasses. Has like she has
several pairs of sunglasses.
She has a DJ set, I think, at some point.
So she can go beep, boop, boop, bop.
Yeah. Just like Kate. This reminds me a lot of Rachel Berry from Glee when she wakes up in those montages.
Berry, yeah, where she wakes up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and then on the TV, they're talking about the Shane Gray scandal. We have a clip.
The other members of Connect 3 are fed up.
They are fed up, guys.
They are fed up.
How the mom's so interested in this story.
Why is every bad boy, like, named Gray?
Shane. I know. I love his picture on there where his arms
are
crossed.
What are you referring to?
I love that his arms are crossed.
I just feel like every, like, this is a bad mystery boy. Like, this is named Gray or some color. This is something white.
Well, his picture looks so, like, a prison mugshot.
It's a mugshot.
But, like, he's turning away from the camera. It was, yeah.
Okay, and then, so we find out Mitchie wants to go to some place called Camp Rock.
Real
and
bad.
Has been leaving brochures everywhere.
Taped on the
fryer
vacuum.
Or something. Yeah.
She has one with her at all times. They're in her locker.
Yeah, but they can't afford it. So, like, Mitchie, maybe let it go.
Mitchie, maybe know your
don't
family's
your
boundaries.
Seriously.
I don't expect Christmas presents anymore. That's why.
And then we get to... So now we're at school. It's the last day. We meet Sierra, the best friend who we
Sierra!
Never...
Sierra!
This beat is... We never see her again.
She's gone.
Here, we have a clip of her.
Let me be the first to say Jinja Ji Mitchie. It means happy summer, Mitchie.
This girl...
Mitchie.
Yes, I said, this frizzy-haired girl... Oh, she also makes no eye contact with Mitchie. She's looking everywhere else.
She's like, hey, Mitchie, how's it going?
Also, I just want to say, I just saw your notes, and it's titled Band Camp First.
Wait, Band Camp what?
Titled Band Camp, then cross it out of the camera.
Oh.
Sorry.
So yeah, we never see her again, and I kind of feel bad. Like, maybe she was a good person. Maybe... Okay, I have some notes. I'll get to it later. But let me just say, Sierra is one of the characters I like more in the movie than some of the others. I
feel that.
I mean, we need more Sierra. She's a know-it-all.
Oh, I wrote, who are the boys in Mitchie's locker? There's, like, pictures of boys, and they're not Connect 3.
Boys.
I don't know.
It's the band that the uncle was in.
Oh my God. Not the Black Crows. That's a real band.
Which one?
The White Doves.
No, it's White Crows or like White Ravens. So, I don't know, something
like that.
Oh, question. Do they eat food throughout this movie at all?
Yes.
Yeah, there were lots of
freaking... No, shh, this is why I bring it up.
I'm scared.
I'm gonna not let you talk.
No!
Firstly, because, like, if you notice, like, Mitchie's always like, great cheese omelette, or like, this was great, but there's no bite taken out of any of the food, ever. There's
that
like,
happens in, like, every movie. They're not supposed to eat.
I would eat. I'd be like, excuse me, you put this food in front of me, I'm gonna bite it.
They showed
but
a
you
lot sh- of
but
food.
But you do so many takes that, like, you either, if you do chew, you usually have a spit bucket because you don't want to get sick.
Oh, I would be the person that's like, I'm eating throughout this whole scene. This is a dinner movie, I'm gonna eat all of it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for like commercials, if you do a commercial shoot, you just have a spit bucket because they don't want you to get full and then just be
sick. Is it true that ice cream in commercials is actually
who cleans
like,
that?
I don't know. Is it true that ice cream in commercials is like actually like, what's it called? Mashed potatoes?
Sometimes, yeah. I don't know why, but in like, I want to say kindergarten or something. Maybe this is just a dream I had.
You're trying to make an ice cream cone out of mashed potatoes.
No. We watched like a movie. It was like a documentary about how they make like food for commercials. And it was like how like they use like glue for cereal, like for the milk.
I've seen that.
And I was like, why are we watching this?
Why are they
but
using glue?
But I have
glue?
This information today because it looks better. And like the ice cream, yeah, it's fake on camera. Like when you open that ice cream, it doesn't look like what's on the box. Okay, moving on, guys.
What kind of ice cream comes in a box?
I just want to be sold what I see.
Like a little carton? What do you mean? It's a box.
You mean a tub?
A gallon tub box?
They're not always cylinders. Sometimes they're rectangles.
That's weird. True. I don't like that.
Okay, well then don't buy Breyers.
Okay, I'll buy Blue Bunny.
They're expensive. No, not Blue Bunny. Blue Bell. Blue Bell.
Yeah, shut up. Stuff. I got that Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny, get your bunny tracks.
Bunny
okay.
Tracks are so good.
Bunny is so funny.
So then she goes home.
Okay, so she goes home. Thank you for just moving past that. She goes home, and we get to see Dad for 2 seconds in this movie.
But you know where she came home from?
Work.
Not from school.
From her burger
from her
flipping
job,
place.
To which I say, you have a job.
Save up.
To which I say, how did you, if your school ends at like 3, why is it still sun up when mm-hmm. like brightly like noon-ish?
Well, they're grilling.
She must have
so
worked
must
for
like
2 hours. It looks like it's 5 o'clock.
It whatever. Looks like it's, like, earlier than that. It's, like, 4.
Also, where are we? What state are we in?
I'm gonna say West East.
Coast.
What? West Appleton? West Appleton?
West East? I just realized that
in my head, I thought California.
Interesting.
Or, oh, wait.
What about, like, Michigan?
Oh, wait,
like,
no.
Great Lakes
now
area?
Now that I think about it, I'm thinking, like, North Carolina. Is what that looked like. With
where's
the lake.
North Carolina?
Well, it wasn't filmed there. We know it was filmed in Canada. So,
Toronto.
Stop with your lies.
I'm just saying, like, if I was. Because she didn't, like, fly across the country to
you're
go to
so,
camp.
Like, flustered right now.
Wait. Do they even, what if this isn't even in the U.S.? What if this
is
in Canada?
Well, they filmed
the
it.
Camp?
They filmed it in Canada, but I'm wondering, yeah, how far did they drive? Her and her mom drove out there with that
but
catering
a big
truck.
Big ass truck, yeah.
It's not how even a catering truck, it's like a food truck.
Like. Was it worth it, Mitchie?
Was it worth it?
Okay. Anyway, they say you're going to Camp Rock. I don't know how they pulled it together. So the mom is going to work there.
That was the biggest, fattest lie I've ever seen.
She's going to get a discounted rate.
Yeah.
How big of a discount, though?
But
you couldn't go 2 seconds ago.
If it's is it a discounted rate and the mom gets paid on top of that?
Or is it like the mom's working for free at this point?
Yeah.
I assume she got paid and it was like a discounted rate, but it wasn't discounted that much, which makes no sense.
Maybe
as
it was
to
like
why
just enough, like just enough under $1,000 that she needed.
And she said the catering business was taking off, and that's why she wasn't able to go on this camp in the first
we'll
place.
Say
but like,
then,
okay, but you're
no,
free
but then,
to go to
but then
camp,
she straight
so.
Up said, she's like, no one wants us during the summer. We can do this.
Yeah,
so
right?
Like,
she
the
said
the
this
you
is
just,
good business. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we get to Camp Rock. Within 5 minutes, we're at the camp.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize how quickly we get there. And then, you know, Juan's favorite thing is... boys drumming on everything. And
I
we have
die.
We have the drummer boy drumming on everything. We have the dancers dancing.
Flipping off buses.
Right when they get
things.
Off that bus.
Oh my god! I just wrote one of my notes. I put, what happened to her eye when she's screaming?
Oh, when she like gets...
Every time she screams, her like eyes like roll around her head. Mm. I get scared. Mm. You good, Demi?
And then when...
Call her up,
so
ask her.
Tess pulls up in the limo, gets out. And Mitchie is just starstruck.
Oh
I would
my
say.
God. Whoa. She just has a fan blasting on this girl. Tess.
I do
want
to say, Marty was sitting next to me. That's my dog. was sitting next to me when we were watching this, and he was staring at the TV when she popped up. He just went like that.
Wow. I put,
because of the fan. Filming.
I said, did they hire Beyonce's personal fan? She has a person that just follows her with a fan.
Seriously?
I'd believe it. I'm not sure if it's confirmed or denied, but her hair's always blowing.
Don't spread lies. Okay. We don't want to get sued for slander.
Come for me, Beyonce.
Okay, and then we meet Brown.
Oh, that's
his name? Brown.
I thought his name was Branesis.
Is that a planet? What's
I legit said
basis for white crows.
Yeah,
Branesis.
I think were thinking bassist. So you
we meet Branesis. He's the leader of the camp. Oh, God. And Mitchie meets Tess and Caitlin.
Pretty immediately.
Who? Yeah.
Who's Caitlin?
Caitlin is Beep-boop-bop. Here, we have a clip here.
Check me out. Cool.
It's like three keys on her laptop, y'all.
It starts playing before she touches anything.
Oh, it's like how Mitchie's like, sweet.
Cool, okay.
I put Tess Radical. Tyler, TJ Tyler, TJ Detweiler.
Wow. The conspiracy theory there.
I have actually a conspiracy theory about Brown or Brancis.
Do you want to say it now?
Yeah, do it.
Do you want me to play the clip?
Yeah, always.
Okay. And here we go.
This is really disenchanting. Brancis, otherwise known as Brown, friend of Mick Jagger, bassist of White Crows, is actually the father / grandfather of Supernova from Xenon.
Protozoa. Oh, is this your conspiracy now?
Yeah.
I've been excited for this one.
What do you mean that's new? We played that last time.
I always get freaked out. I'm assuming it's going to be the saxophone music.
Okay, and then...
But it's Protozoa.
We have the clip of everyone saying, hi, Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Sounds good. A little pitchy in places, but we'll fix that by the final jam.
Hang on a second.
Have we...
Can we listen to that one person one more time? Listen for that one person.
Hi, Dee.
Sounds good. A little pitchy...
A little bit. We didn't talk about the cabin that she's staying in. Immaculate.
The mom?
Yeah. The mom.
Yeah,
and
no, holy. She has a sweet setup.
It's a two-bedroom plus, like, I'm assuming
that's
a
bath. That's why when Mitchie says, I don't want to stay here, she's like, fine, get out of here.
We more never room understood for me. That. Why would you leave that cabin?
That looks so nice.
It's Bala.
Okay, and then we learn that Shane, Shane and the rest of Connect 3 are in the limo, and Shane is going to be... a counselor at the camp. We have a clip here from the great Kevin Jonas.
3 years ago, we were campers. Yeah, man, this is where Connect 3 connected.
So are they supposed to be brothers in this movie or not?
No.
Because if they were connected at this camp, then they're not brothers.
No, they were camper. They were brothers.
No.
But he said this is where Connect 3 connected.
I think they were brothers, though.
Never said anything about brothers.
I think they were
brothers,
that they just all went there, and then they, like, found their sound.
But then why does Brown always say, yeah, Shane, my nephew, my nephew, my nephew, but he never, ever owns the other two?
At the
Maybe
final
he
gem,
hates
he's like,
them.
At the final gem, he's like, my nephew, Shane, and the rest of Connect 3.
True.
Shut it.
I'm sorry. Jesus
Hear
Christ.
That clap?
Okay. Either way, I want to talk about the fact that they were there 3 years ago, and now they're this big... band.
Hey, it happens. Think about Justin Bieber.
Think about
he was
the
on
other
YouTube
boy band
for
that
years.
Just dissipated.
I don't know.
3 years? They were at
no
a
one
camp?
Knew who he was for 3 years.
Think about One Direction.
That one.
That
one. No, Wonder. That one. You're right. That one.
They were on
the
like...
Right,
yeah, I was thinking about them. I'm going to think of their name.
I guess because of the X Factor, but like, they were on TV.
Television.
Camp Rock, they were just at a camp.
The final jam.
The final jam is broadcast.
It's not televised. It is in Camp Rock too. Spoiler alert.
Whoa. Hey,
I got
easy.
Spoiled. Dang. What the heck is wrong with you?
You just learned that it's on TV, Big Whoop. Jesus Christ. Okay, so, oh yeah, Mom has a nice setup at the cabin. Okay, Shane hears Mitchie singing secretly. Oh, we have a clip here first of Tess bossing around everyone.
Yeah. When we walk into the room.
Work with me here, people!
Anyways,
Tess is the devil, and she's the one that's pitchy. Let's admit
they already hate her. Okay, if you remember Peggy's face, she looks at Tess like,
"Well, they play it later."
My favorite thing is
they
at the end. It's just rolls of Peggy's like eye rolls the entire time.
Oh, that
at
was
Tess.
So
she's
good.
Just like,
yeah,
flashback. And I wrote, wait, no, that's later. Hold on.
can only think of Peggy's face.
So, yeah. So, Shane hears Mitchie secretly singing. Because she's singing, like, while she's setting up for dinner.
Well, Shane is chased into a bush.
He falls. Joe Jonas fell. He tripped.
Can we call them by their names, Kevin, Joe, and Nick?
I can't separate them.
Nick doesn't have a name. No, I can only call them Nate, Jason, and Shane.
One, the other one has a name?
You gotta separate the artist from the character.
No, that's true. Never for me.
Okay, we have, I think we can all say, like, this is all of our favorite song. Let's play it. Who's got what it takes to be my guy? What it takes to make me shine? What it takes to get me fired up? It's good choreo one.
Thank you.
I don't think that song's on the soundtrack.
It better not
and be. It's just, like, forgotten. I don't know why it's there.
Because the backup singers don't sing for half the time, but you can still hear them.
In the background dancers are like, what are we doing?
The one white girl is just like, can you get off me? What's going She's on? Like, where am I? Around.
My mom watched, like, the first half of this movie, and the first thing she said was, how are there so many voices, but only one person is
That's what out? I was talking about!
It's a musical.
I mean, yeah.
But I guess the only reason it's in there is for, like, afterwards when Mitchie's like, she's great, and Caitlin's like, well, her mom was on Broadway, but no one cares.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All but there didn't need to be a song. Couldn't she just have been singing a cappella real quick? Or just,
walked past.
I don't know. Which she does later.
There's instrumentation, too, and I'm just like, what's going on? Where are they playing the music?
Anyways.
Really quick. Does anyone else do this? Or is it just me? Like, do you guys question, like, when people are playing instruments in movies?
Yes.
What do you mean? They're not playing them.
I don't know. I always question it, because I'm like,
When Peggy was playing the guitar?
Yeah, they're never playing them, so I just pay attention to how badly they're doing
it. Okay, good. Then maybe they need training.
But the drummers. How are the drummers doing that?
Especially, like, if you watch, like, a marching band in a movie, like in 10 Things I Hate About You.
To be in a marching band.
When, like, the marching band is playing and you see, like, the cymbals and you hear it, but they're not touching. But you hear the sound. But they don't touch.
You see the gap.
Yeah.
And you say, I see right through
you. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, so that was Lola's song, Lola Step. I wish it was Lola Step.
I wish it was Loca.
Me too. Okay. Then this is where Mitchie starts falling for Tess's act. So this is where the lies begin.
This is where Mitchie becomes a sellout.
She goes and has to change, though. Oh, wait, is that before?
That's later.
Well,
that's
this
later.
Is first when she says, so like, my mom works for Hot Tunes TV. Oh, we have God. A clip.
But my mom.
Yeah?
What?
The president. Of Hot Tunes TV. In China. Yeah, it's a huge market over there.
That lie just kept building. Like, you could have stopped.
I think I wrote...
In China?
I think I wrote, shut up, Mitchie, a couple of times throughout my notes.
Yeah. I thought it a couple times.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some over here somewhere.
Yeah, and like you said, like, she goes and changes because Tess invites her to the cabin, says, like, stay with us.
That's when she ditches the mama.
Also, I wrote, Tess's mom don't love her. Tess's mom.
That was the saddest part of the whole movie.
I didn't care about it. I didn't care about
didn't
Tess.
Didn't feel bad.
When I saw her mom taking that phone call later, I was like, you deserve it.
Okay, so Tess gets threatened by Mitchie's talent because she hears her sing her original song, This Is Me.
I don't know how the song goes.
Okay, and now that Mitchie is sleeping in that cabin, she has to wake up every morning and sneak out. To go help her mom in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Why didn't she say her dad? Her dad never showed up.
True.
She's such a stupid liar.
Because her dad was the thing she said first.
Oh, he owns a hardware store. Yeah. She said that. He
Idiot.
Owns a
hardware
store. She should have said that.
Because she's like, what does your dad
my
do?
My uncle.
And she thought, you know.
My uncle.
I would have been like, my mom's in the kitchen, my dad was a hardware store, but my uncle is the planet of Mars.
Is Barnassus, whatever you said.
Barnassus.
Oh, and then at this point I wrote, I forgot Shane was even a character in this movie.
Good, me too. Mm.
And then I wrote, ew at every joke Brown makes.
Brown talks a lot.
He loves to hear himself talk.
Wow.
He always says,
let's settle it real quickly. And I said, what are you settling?
That was your British accent?
I hate when I have to be uncool. Okay.
Oh, there's a scene where he's throwing water at Shane, mm-hmm. but then you can tell one is a reshoot because he's completely dry. And then, like, in the next scene, he's, like, covered in water again.
He just throws a cup, and then it looks like a whole pool.
He showed up on him.
Okay, and then, so we have Mitchie singing to class when she does her little solo. Then Brown again makes a joke and says, "It's so low, I can't hear it."
Oh,
Brown,
God.
Shut up.
Everyone raises their hands when he's like, "Who wants to sing first?" And then even the instrumentalist, and I'm like, "We all sing. We all sing."
Can we talk about how there's people that play like saxophone, trombone, and everything? What are they doing here?
Can what we talk about that there's do? A person that plays recorder later on in the movie?
Like,
recorder.
What do you think their workshops, like, none of them were in the final jam. We'll get to it. We'll get
none of them played an instrument throughout the whole thing. They're all just practicing. But yeah.
Oh, this is where
sing.
Tess claps offbeat when they go into that class. Oh. That was the when they're all clapping and having a good time. Oh, and they were in a VIP section. Okay, now I'm back on track in my notes. I was a little lost.
You got real
lost. I was super lost.
And then in the kitchen, Mitchie's working and Shan comes in, so she throws flour on her face.
Genius.
White
And then we have, so she calls him out for being a jerk. And then we have the
dance. Was he being a jerk?
Because he was wearing
allergies.
White pants.
But he's being a dick about it.
He was like, "Tell me why I couldn't eat any of the food." I'm like, "There's water."
And like she said, there's a way you speak to a human being, and that's not it.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
Also, like, if you had allergies, you can tell the people, like, when, like, you don't have, you can be like, "Hey, is there something
maybe
else?"
Maybe talk to your
to
manager.
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe tell them what you're
How
allergic to.
How bad are your allergies?
We're just ganging up on Lisa.
Also, like, why is he... Is he allergic to everything?
I know.
He can't have any... He can't have, like, fruit. They had
what
fruit.
What did they have for breakfast? Eggs? What?
Brute. They have brute.
Oh, my God.
So now we have Shane teaching the dance class. He comes in and says...
"Grab a mic and a hat. Follow me if you can."
It's probably my favorite scene.
Everyone's so confused. They're like, what's going on?
I rewatched this scene like 4 times.
You sent me those snaps of him dancing.
I know. I sent both of them.
After I made that clip, I replayed it because I was like, you know what? The choreography in this scene, and this scene only, is impressive.
Is it impressive?
Not as impressive as Camp Rock 2.
I think Shane... I think Joe Jonas does a good job.
The most impressive... In the movie.
Oh, yeah.
This thing.
That's true.
Oh, and I love that Allison Stoner, like, has to pretend that she's not a dancer.
Who?
Caitlin.
The girl who's supposed to be dancing with Moose somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. And she was in the Missy Elliott music videos back in the day.
And, like, she was a little girl. Yeah,
she was a big deal.
And she's supposed to, like...
She's looking around like, I don't know what to do.
She's supposed to look, yeah. I'm like, okay.
The camera's cut off. And she's like, all right, 5, 6, 7, 8. She, like, drops it.
I just love their faces when they, like, look at each other. They're still doing it perfectly, but they're like, oh, am I doing it right?
When they flip the hats on,
yes.
He goes...
Oh, my God.
When I'm across, like, the floor.
When they do it before...
Circle around to the front.
What? They do that spiral.
All these commands he's shouting out.
I'm like,
it's just supposed to be fun, Shane.
You're being passive-aggressive,
he
Shane.
He was ticked
it's just
off.
It's their first hip-hop class. It's
he got woken
first.
Up with a bucket of water. Well, you would be upset, too.
Well, maybe wake up. Shoot. It's not that hard.
Says Juan.
It says me who woke up at 10:30 today.
Okay. Yeah, I just wrote, he's bossy. And then we have, at the end when that kid falls, his name
is
Andy.
He is a star. Okay.
Is his name Seth or is it Brandon?
I think it's Andy.
I think it's Brandon.
I think it's Andy.
I swear it's Brandon.
No, you also wrote down Jackal Onassis for whatever it was, for Brown.
Jackal Onassis.
Okay. We have a clip here of Tess being, you know, herself.
Talk about dancing to the beat of a different drum.
What a...
You wanna get on the drums?
Damn it. Oh.
Man, you're a drummer, dude.
You're a drummer, dude. Like, we know.
And then he's like, I guess. I'm like, what?
Now you gotta translate that movement from your hands to your feet. Like, shut up,
he
Joe! Know,
he knows he's a drummer.
When has a drummer ever needed to dance to him?
When does a drummer ever carry around sticks in the back of his pocket?
All the
even
time.
Though he's dancing. He's in a dance class! Why do you have pockets
this
full
is
of sticks?
The angriest I've seen Juan ever. He was just shaking. Oh my god.
I hate drummers so bad when they pull that stuff, when they're just drumming on everything. I'm like, calm down, we know you play the goddamn drums.
Okay. What did you think of that little solo he did?
I hated every time he played anything, ever.
He was
He's
favorite.
A nice kid, but
yeah,
like,
he was sweet.
He got too sad. I said, calm down, you fell.
Too sad? He tripped and fell. Like,
okay.
It's embarrassing.
I also feel like, I wonder what my dog is thinking on the other side of the door. I also think, like, that actor, I haven't looked him up, but I feel like he was, like, a relative of, like, a producer. Because he had, like, 2 lines.
Yeah, he didn't do
but
anything.
No one, none of the other, like, extra kids
But he
did.
Was such a, or, like, there was a contest and he won. And yeah, he won. Had a featured role. We should look what he looks like. Yeah.
What's he doing today?
I thought a contest in the movie. I'm like, there was a contest?
Why? I bet he's one of those street performers drumming on sidewalks.
He's from the cast of Stump. Okay, and then I wrote, the mom does not deserve this when she's being ignored by Mitchie, mm-hmm. like in the mess hall. She does not deserve this. This is a great mom.
She's like,
she took her daughter to camp.
Yeah, she's working at a camp for you.
She's serving you food.
Apparently the food is better this year than last year, so she's pretty good.
I said this whole place is kitschy, and I can't stand
kitschy?
It. Kitschy? Kitschy. Like, everything is themed.
Kitschy, kitschy, ya-ya.
Like, kitschy, kitschy, ya-ya, da-da. I don't know. I hate when, like, places are themed. Like, here's a guitar case. We're filling it
with
fruit.
Oh, you do hate that.
I know. I just wrote that down. I said, oh.
Here's some trumpets. We're going to put fruit punch in it.
I know. What the heck?
That's disgusting.
Soda out of trumpets. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
No, Lisa.
That's disgusting. How are you going to clean that trumpet?
Did you
open those valves?
It's brass.
It's a musical. Argue with it.
That doesn't mean... Here's my argument. It doesn't mean we can spread germs by drinking out of brass instruments.
I also hate themed houses. Is that bad to say?
No, you've talked about that before.
Like, when I was like, this is my beach
room.
This
is my underwater room.
I'm like, ugh!
Lisa, I'm sorry, but if you would drink from a trumpet...
I wouldn't, but they did!
That's
and it looks
disgusting.
Pretty cool. I'd probably push the buttons
cool.
a little bit.
But it looks impractical.
That does look impractical.
What if it's like a perfectly sanitary way to clean it? Like
you know, brass instruments like are made out of brass.
No, and there's always
maybe it's not brass. Maybe it's plastic that's painted brass.
That's some shiny, shiny plastic.
It looked real.
Shiny, shiny plastic.
You
relax.
Know, after this episode, we're gonna call the set designer and we're gonna get to. The
I
bottom
want those
of this.
In my house.
I'll fight
I stand
someone
by
about
it.
This. I hate kitschy.
It's the only way
the
that they can.
The kitschy kitchen.
It's the only way they can bring the band kids and make them meaningful. They take all their instruments. They cut
shut
them
the
in
hell
half
up. If that's what gets your attention, then you do not deserve it to be at that music camp. You should
and
be there to learn and to practice.
Let's like shoot hot dogs out of a goddamn sousaphone. In the mess hall. Let's do that.
Let's fill it with mustard and spray it during a food fight.
Oh, God.
That's a Max Keebles reference.
I get it.
Good.
Okay. So now we're at the campfire jam where Tess and her minions perform...
Her minions!
Too cool.
Her lemons.
This is when Mitchie starts to realize,
wait,
oh, shit, I've
taken
mistake.
The wrong path.
Question. Does Caitlin call them the lemons or her minions?
Lemmings.
What are lemmings? Are they like monkeys?
I don't know
monkeys?
How to describe it.
No, lemmings are monkeys.
Okay, I'll believe you. There's like, remember, wasn't there a video game where it was called like lemmings?
I thought that was just like, I don't.
Whatever.
It's like a crummy situation, like a, like a.
Every villain is lemon.
Okay, yeah, Juan, you had this clip of Caitlin watching them perform Too Cool.
Oh,
listen very closely, everyone. Ooh, just that.
She's like, my opportunity's here.
She's like, yep, told her.
And then, okay, then we have Caitlin, who pulls Mitchie aside after she gets off stage and says this.
Did you enjoy singing backup?
Okay, that was super catty.
No, that was good. I liked it.
No, here's my thing.
Okay.
Because I mentioned how much I like Sierra earlier.
Sierra!
On this viewing in particular, I was like, I don't like Caitlin.
Yeah.
She's, like, not as bad as Tess, but, like, she's not nice. Like, she doesn't go about this the right way.
I don't understand why she thinks... Like, if they had known each other for a long time...
Yes.
Okay. But she just met her.
Yeah,
and she's
so
like,
obsessed.
Yes. And she, like, she acts like she knows and owns Mitchie. Like,
she's always, like, behind her back going, like, mm-hmm, okay. You're with Tess,
yeah.
I see.
And then later, just gets even worse.
She knows.
I know, because she used to be friends with Tess, but, like... If Mitchie wants to, like, make that mistake...
Why didn't she say that at the beginning, then? I don't understand.
We're gonna have to bleep out this whole
so
show.
Sorry.
If she wants to make that mistake, let her make that mistake. But, like, if she wants to be friends with you later, like, then she'll figure it out. Just and, like, later, when, like, Mitchie gets exposed, we'll talk about this.
I loved it.
It's coming up.
I love it.
It's coming up.
I love when people...
First of all...
I hate sellouts.
First of all, okay... I also wrote, who are these dancers that are dancing too cool?
I don't
yeah,
know.
They showed up out
I
of nowhere.
Okay, I thought this little piece of my dog's hair was smoke coming up from this mic. I got so worried.
It's,
I was like,
we're so mad, it's just catching on fire.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what's happening? But yeah, who are these dancers that, like, did she hire them? Are these other campers that, like, have fallen under her rule?
They're never to be seen again.
Is there a dance portion to this camp?
Probably. And she
apparently
has,
they're
she
teaching
has the
hip-hop.
Dances with the mirrors in the ending song.
The mirrors.
Ah, yes.
Two stars.
Well, and the a mass mm-hmm. amount of people that's in the second act. You remember when... we'll get there.
Hasta la vista?
Yes.
La vista!
There were like 40 people on that stage. La vista! That was all
okay,
right.
Okay. Yeah, I said Caitlin, it's not holding back. Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Good.
Then we have Mitchie, who like bumps into Shane, and yes. he's like, can I get a guy a minute, get a minute of peace around here? And then he like plays...
a sad song.
He plays the song, which he's like, I heard this girl singing, so I wrote this song. He just stole the song. Did he not? And he just put different lyrics to it.
What song?
So she sings, This Is Real, This Is Me. He mm-hmm. sings like, I need to find you, gotta find you. It's... Because they fit together at the end when he's like, that's the song. And
that's
then
my song.
It's like a mashup, though. It's
But he, like... No, was he going to steal that and write, like, sell it?
No, he really was kind of like... He took all the bass and melody lines and then just changed the vocals.
And he just thinks it's okay because he'll eventually find that girl. But if he doesn't, he'll still get a smash hit out of it.
Mm. He only
I
had,
see you,
like,
Shane Gray, you thief.
Well, clearly it didn't sound enough alike it because
she didn't realize.
She never noticed.
That's a good point.
She's so dumbfounded by him, though, that she probably was just like, yeah, take my song, it's fine.
Why didn't she realize? Because later she's like, yeah, he's never heard me sing. Even though that song he sang me sounds just like the song
this
I
is
wrote.
Me, this is you. I don't know if that's the right lyrics.
Basically. And she says it's great and you should listen to her because...
I know it's not finished, but...
No. You know. No, it's good. It's really good. And I don't lie.
So you lied the whole...
We all had this clip because...
Well, I ain't calling you a truther.
Because we all had that same feeling of... For 45 minutes of this movie, all you've done is lie.
Yes, Sarah. Yes.
Sorry.
You're a big fat liar.
Which she says later. She said, Tess says, at least I'm not a big fat liar.
I don't know why I wrote this down, but I said, it's pasta, sis. Calm down, and there's no sauce. White pasta.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's when they...
Why?
We didn't talk about it when they're
the
throwing
spaghetti.
The pasta.
That's true. I thought about that, too. But have you ever had spaghetti in your hair?
No.
Have you?
It is...
What?
Why?
How have this happened?
Guys, have you
just
never...
a wild Wednesday?
Had a food fight?
I don't know, but just...
Eating pasta
guys,
with my face?
Guys, you get stuck in there. It's hard to get out.
She dumped it on her clothes. It's pasta. It looks dry.
Some of it got in her hair.
Wait, no. I don't care about the movie right now. What is your story with spaghetti and your hair?
I can't even remember, but I know that it's been in there because there have been times where I'm like, oh my gosh.
There's been times? Multiple?
Lisa just goes to, like, Italian restaurants. She's eating
like
her dinner. She's like, oh, shit.
Every couple pasta. Months, there's, like, a noodle still.
I'm trying to think, because, like, if you're at a restaurant, it has sauce on it. So I'm trying to think of when I've had a dry noodle in my hair, but it's
Were
happened.
You cooking with Dylan?
What?
Wait. I told my mom about that once. And then every time, if we'll have, like, leftovers pasta, and she's like, oh, there's no sauce, but you could just have plain pasta. I'm like, what are you, Dylan? Because he made us eat plain pasta once.
Gross, Dylan.
It had cheese.
Butter. It had butter. Dylan, love you, but I was... We should have got
some garlic
sauce.
In there or something, too, buddy.
You had butter from the Best Beef fridge. We don't know where that was.
I think that was my butter. That was my butter.
Okay.
I used
okay.
to put my butter in there, because I didn't want to put it in my fridge.
Why?
Because my fridge was small. It was a giant thing of
How
butter.
How big
Lisa.
Is your butter?
It was a giant thing of butter.
You should
was,
make room. Butter absorbs thing. The smell and the stuff of the rest of your
I'm
fridge.
Not going to smell my butter when I'm cooking with it.
But you eat it.
Yeah, it takes an
it's,
I
the
don't germs.
Care.
Okay. It happened years ago. So, whatever disease
The
we
gangrene
gang
can come and get me if they
oh my
want
gosh.
That.
Oh gosh, guys, I didn't know you were that.
Anyways, what we just learned, we don't like plain pasta. Lisa has had some mishaps with spaghetti. Okay.
Do you just have, like, a follicle? Do you think that just grows pasta?
I don't know. But where is that in the movie?
Sweet,
when did that happen?
Sweet, sweet angel hair. It happens.
It's next. You jumped the gun.
Why?
You said I missed it. They talk about, yeah, it's after what? The song thing happens. Then they have the whole spaghetti fight. And that's when Caitlin and Mitchie are assigned to clean the kitchen together. So now we're getting to the point where Mitchie is going to expose herself in the lie.
Okay. So
no.
After reevaluating, Juan has proven that his notes either are out of order, or we are...
My notes are chronological, people. I'll quote these on Twitter.
There are no timestamps around.
No, there are.
Mine Relax. Says, right here, Mitchie and Shane talking about Connect 3's sound. Mitchie, Caitlin, and Tess get in trouble for spaghetti fight. Only Mitchie and Caitlin get kitchen duty. Next one. Oh, Shane sings.
Shut up.
Okay, but it's okay. Because they talk about the sound, and that's when she's like, I know one girl that would like to hear that song. And then two scenes later, he actually sings it.
Are we going to talk about these chips?
So that's why.
That's true.
Let's talk about the chips.
That's true.
Thank you. So it's not Sarah's... my fault that they had two identical scenes by the damn lake.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Maybe if Jason just showed up and stabbed them all, we wouldn't have this conversation.
Hey, do you think that's why Kevin Jonas's? Do you think that's why Kevin Jonas's character was named Jason? That he was going to be a murderer.
Hey,
It's unbelievable.
Conspiracy.
I don't know what songs or how the sound sounds.
He pretends he has
I don't
a
know the Friday the 13th song. Does it go? It's Friday the 13th. Watch
it's
out
Friday,
for.
Friday.
Watch out for my sword. What doesn't he have?
My machete. My
machete. Okay. Well, we got to the damn chip scene one.
I said, oh no, the chips.
Oh. Yes, I said.
Did you tell them that these my were popcorn. The Lord's chips?
My popcorn.
Is it also embarrassing in mop with chips?
Do you remember when we were at, what's that place called? Cafe Rio, and they dropped the tortillas?
and cried.
We both audibly gasped. Just went.
They dropped a tortilla.
They stepped on
it. And
them.
He stepped on it, and we were just like.
We said, we gotta get
I
out of here.
I just got chills.
If they're gonna treat the tortillas like this, I'm out. Hated that place. Okay.
Where was that?
Cafe Rio.
Cafe Rio.
Can you tell me the streets?
It was in Chandler.
It was the Chandler location. Don't go there.
Next to the Chandler Mall.
It was in the Silicon Desert, Chandler.
Shut up.
Right. I told my mom about that. She was like, no one has ever called it the Silicon Desert.
Why would it be called the Silicon Desert?
Okay, so nothing's the chips thing there. Happens, and we have...
Pajama Jam!
Hold on. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Here we have this clip of two times of Caitlin being rude as hell.
You're the cook's daughter. She's your mom. Oh, this is rich. But apparently you're not.
So top that.
What?
You're rich.
Can you please rub it in more, Caitlin? I get it.
We have this clip too, which is one of my favorite lines in the whole movie.
What happened to you?
She got drowned in her lies.
What, Caitlin?
I love that the mom is like, what?
What did you say? What did you say?
Well, because she's over it. She's like, you sold yourself out for, like, the dumbest lie.
But...
Wow, Juan is Team Caitlin.
Yeah, Juan...
No, I'm straight up Team Caitlin because she's like, you legit try to stoop to their level just
yeah,
to, like...
But...
No, and, like, no one would have been mad at you because you're poor.
You have to make your own mistakes. If Caitlin wasn't going to tell her, then Mitchie was just going to find out herself.
And Caitlin, you don't need to, like... Why does it matter that she's the cook's daughter?
Because she
like,
made, she tried
like,
to make
you're
herself
no better than Tess at this point,
this is
Caitlin.
Rich, but apparently
you're
not.
No better than Tess at this moment. Okay, guys. So sorry.
She's like a good version of Tess. She's a lawful evil as opposed to just chaotic evil where she's just a mess like Tess.
Okay, so then Shane sings Mitchie's song that he stole. Then she says, I don't lie. Okay.
I don't lie.
Yeah. So she's, okay, exposed, generalized, blah, blah, blah. Then we have Tess being a jerk at the pajama jam.
Everything.
He wrote down, Caitlin is my everything.
I did.
Hey, to be real, I think I said something like, Caitlin's pretty good friend. But that's after
that's,
she, like,
that's when they
back.
Have the balloon fight and they're like, oh, we're friends again.
I think I was pretty serious. Yeah, Caitlin is a pretty great character and friend.
Excuse me.
You guys are entitled to your own opinions.
But it was
I just
later
got,
on.
I was tired of her in this.
I agree.
I've seen this so many times and I was like.
This is also why I brought up if they eat anything. When they have that taco bar, which is pathetic,
well,
no, by the way.
I was going to say it looked good.
They have that pathetic.
Although I don't
taco
eat beef,
bar.
But you know.
I hate that. I hate hard shell tacos.
Oh, I do too.
It's pathetic.
Corn
it's
beef
dumb.
Smileys.
I also hate hard tacos.
Anyways.
We cut your mouth.
They do. They break in half when you bite into them. What's the point of them? You might as well just have like a corn tortilla. Shut up.
Just have some tortilla chips with some beef on them.
Yeah, honestly. And this is why I brought this up. The Peggy and we, does the other girl have a name at all?
Ella.
Both are serving themselves some tacos. They put one tortilla husk, as I'll call them, on these plates. And then Peggy puts cheese. And Ellie puts some tomatoes, and then they walk away.
Maybe they're vegetarians.
Maybe that's pathetic.
Oh, maybe there weren't any vegetarian options, but they didn't want to complain like Shane.
They should have been like, they had other veggies. Cheese.
I didn't say they were lactose intolerant, did I? I said they were vegetarian, maybe.
Neither am I.
Didn't say they were vegan, did I?
Vegans.
Okay, so now we're at the pajama jam.
We're really mad.
Pajama jam.
Pajama jam, where Caitlin is doing this
with
some sleeves. Beep, boo, boo, bop.
I hated that.
Tess says there's a snake, and it's just the power cord.
She looked at a mirror.
That was a good one. Buddy.
Thank you.
And then Caitlin's mad, and
she
then...
She said, whatever.
Hey.
Whatever major loser? That is so last year. I mean, everyone knows that. Oh, well, I guess not everyone.
So, was that Demi's voice?
Ooh.
This isn't Camp Rock, this is Caddy Rock. Like Caddyshack, but just with a K.
That was the worst burn I've ever heard.
I sat there,
you could do better.
Burn her, or...
You could have done better, Mitchie. You
know? Everyone in the cabin was like, this is the sickest burn!
This is the most dramatic thing we've seen all summer. Yeah.
Well, because didn't somebody say, like, what was that? Like, who asked the...
Caitlin.
So, then she's insulting Caitlin by saying, oh, this is all last year. I thought everybody knew that. I guess apparently true. Not. So I thought she was burning Caitlin.
Maybe she's still a little bitter.
So she burned both at the same time. Well done.
Shut up,
that's
Mitchie.
What we call a double burn, to a degree. Okay.
I'm over theme nights.
Pajama jam.
Pajama jam.
Strawberry jam.
Beach jam. Where's the jelly?
Where's beach jelly?
Where's, oh my god, what were Raven Simone's, what was Raven's parents in?
Toast and jelly.
Toast and jelly.
Okay, now we have Mitchie and Caitlin make up, finally. They're done being catty with each other.
So
Caitlin reveals that she used to be friends with Tess.
Thank God, finally, says something.
And then my next note is just, poor Kevin Jonas. And I don't know.
I put, Kevin finally looks normal.
I
think it was when they didn't make the birdhouse for him.
It was when he was on the phone and he... It was just because they made him be the dumb character, which they do in everything he's ever in.
Maybe that's why he quit. He's like, I'm over it.
They also tried to make him look younger with straight hair.
I still and everyone said the hair.
Joe and Kevin have their like normal hair in the second one, right?
Normal.
Well, like their natural hair.
Nick's,
it's not
Nick's
straightened.
Hair is like,
hi, I'm normal.
It's not straightened is what I mean.
Yeah, wait. Nick's isn't straightened, so why does... Maybe so they didn't look like they're related.
They still look pretty related.
How am I supposed to look at them and not think they're related?
How am I supposed to look at them and not say, wow, they really just did not straighten your hair, did they? It's naturally straight.
Yeah, I wish... Oh, wait. So, wait. We know Shane's last name is Gray. Do we know any of their last names?
IMDb. Save me.
Their names.
They're not related.
Nathaniel Gray and Jason Gray.
This is done.
Wow.
Wait,
Shane's brothers and members of Connect 3.
That's whatever.
The dumbest thing
baloney.
Ever.
I call.
I'm over it.
Conspiracy.
This is over.
Nope. Okay. So now we have the.
The search.
The finding the girl part.
Shane Gray is looking for the girl with the voice.
He is.
That's so like it tells me exactly who he's.
The girl with eyes.
The girl with the shoes.
The girl has eyes.
This is Cinderella, but with vocals.
That was my favorite.
And
one.
Why is he listening to every like? You're listening to this like. Girl is Russian girl. You know it's not her. Within 2 seconds, you know it's not her.
Well, people start stalking him, just singing wherever he is.
Also,
yeah. A replay of that girl.
Lola.
Yeah, geez, she comes back and starts singing all weird.
They should be kicked out.
This reminds me of the scene from like Pixel Perfect where they're auditioning for a new member.
Yeah.
And there's that girl that's like, that goes in with her slam poetry.
Ah, yes.
I love her.
Also, that's in every movie. It's in like High School Musical.
Let me tell you this. Right before then, he summons Drummer Boy, who's drumming on the side of a table.
Yeah, that's who he asks.
That's who whispered
Andy,
that.
Andy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brandon.
That was his second line in the whole movie, other than, yeah.
I guess.
You're a drummer,
he says,
man.
He says, yeah, I guess. And then when Shane says, can you help me with something, he quietly says, sure. And then he says, Shane's looking for the girl with the voice.
Whispering, might I add.
Loud whispering.
Two whispers count for one line, so two lines. Okay. Yeah, poor Kim and Jones. Blah, blah, blah. So then Mitchie and Shane, we have them in the canoe. They're bonding.
Rowing in a circle.
Idiots. Whatever. Jason's gonna get them.
Tess finds out that Mitchie is the cook's daughter because...
I think it called her Tesla and then Tesla Coil.
Rookie mistake because, like, Tess sees, like, Mitchie and Caitlin, like, leaving and she says, bye, Mom, love you.
When do
I ever say bye, Mom, love you? I say bye, love you.
Or I just say bye, see you later.
Well, and then Mom kisses her on the cheek.
But, you know, maybe she's just really close to
Hispanic parents, they'll do that. They'll be like, bye, mija. Maybe
she's... That's fine.
You were so startled. Maybe she's just close with the woman who cooks her food.
Everything was burying her at this moment. Because she said, Mom, there was, like, kissing, and then there was, like...
Do that
we'll
inside.
We'll see you later. Yeah.
Why did you...
Who says that at the door?
And then she says, okay, bye, Mom.
I love you. Like, can everyone hear me?
Goodbye, Mother who birthed me.
Who burped me.
Yes, you are in fact my mom.
I don't have a superstar mom.
Okay. And then we're at the beach jam with Connect 3.
The
beach
bros are jam. Out here.
Where they're playing... They play my music.
Yes.
I wrote, the keyboard player, are you even trying?
There was a keyboard player?
Who?
Yeah, there's a keyboard player, and he, like, is just doing this, like, the whole time.
Classic.
Cute. They probably were like, you're not gonna be in the shot, don't worry.
And then they said...
It's all him.
Then afterwards, they're saying, like, if we record a demo, like, we can get it... We can go and, like, do it. We can go record a demo tomorrow or something?
Yeah, something
like that. And I said, if they want a demo of the song, why didn't they just record that song that they played on stage? Just record a live demo of it. It's still a demo.
You don't
demo.
Have to do a studio demo for
yeah.
it. You're just... It's like... I don't know, they're dumb.
Why is there a time crunch? Why does it have to be today?
Yeah.
So do you want to do this tomorrow?
It's
right now?
Or never.
Let's fly back to wherever the hell and go... Yep.
Okay. Go do it up.
Go do it.
Okay, and now we have the scene where Tess exposes Mitchie.
Exposure.
So this is where she's talking about her mom and Caitlin's trying to defend her.
Her mom is a great person. What's your mom like?
She's like a mom.
I hate that guy. That's so rude. If someone asked me about my mom, I'm going to say, she's a great person.
She's great.
You're out of
camp. She cooks great meals. She showed me how to crochet. I mean, what's the... Embroider.
That was the most awkward scene ever.
It was a really weird line.
What's your mom like?
That's what four writers came up with.
Can everyone tell me why everyone got so livid about this?
I wrote, why does everyone care?
Joe Jonas is, like, about to have a meltdown. He's like, you lied to me! You wanted to
Why does everyone else at the camp care? Like, some of you, I'm sure, don't eat... Saxophone kids, you don't know these people.
There's a scene...
She's a plebeian hanging out with TJ Tyler's daughter. Okay?
DJ Detweiler.
TJ.
This is dumb. This is the dumbest, like, overreaction I've ever seen. There's a scene later when they're in the dance room again, and she, you know, Demi.
When she's sitting in the corner.
Mitchie's in the corner just crying like a pathetic loser.
She's and
like
Mitchie, stage left, and Shane's yeah. talking to, like, her directly, but, like, also indirectly. There's, like, you gotta be yourself.
Oh, right before then, there's, like, you can hear whispers in the distance, and there's a girl that's like, she lied, I don't trust liars, I really don't know what liars are. I'm like, shut up! It's like, everyone's told a lie. No one here has been, like, honest 100% of their life. If you are lying about lying, then you're a bigger liar than I am. Because I will admit that I'm a liar. I lie a lot. I'm a big, fat liar. Paint me blue.
What's happening?
I just hate this scene. Everyone got so mad.
I don't know what to say.
Everyone just got so mad. I hate it.
We should end it there. Yeah, I don't even know what to
cut
say.
It off.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of big, fat liar, here's a clip of Tess.
Maybe. But at least I'm not a big, fat liar.
Plug for Blue, a big double
D. Does she have the rights to that?
When did Big Bella? I think they were just trying to reference something for people to be like, oh yeah, that was
I
the movie.
I think they straight up didn't know.
Really?
I think she improv that line.
Why
and
did
I said,
they call her fat?
God damn it,
though.
Now we have to call.
They had to put that like.
Wait, why did what?
Nobody says like big fat liar.
I do all the time.
Since that movie. But the movie.
Yeah,
that
I do it since the movie.
Yeah. So
it makes sense.
Let's go watch some like 70s movies and see if anyone says Big Fat Liar.
Okay. Anyways, so now she's exposed. Shane is pissed and he's like, you knew.
I said, why is her one stupid lie such a big deal?
I know, like, it's not even a big deal, Shane.
And then I followed it with, being popular is dumb. Being feared is better.
If you really like her, maybe just get over it. Like, she didn't really, kind of lied to you, but it was just because she, like, created the
Also, she
lie
he she never brought up, like, my mom, my
she
mom,
never,
my
Yeah,
mom.
Only he brought it up, and she was like, let's get off this topic.
Yeah. idiots.
I'm not defending the lie. I'm just saying.
I'm not defending the lie either.
Team Mitchie over Team Caitlin.
Team Caitlin always.
We're going to make t-shirts. Ugh. Yeah, and why did
find us at our merch store.
I can't care about this. Now I'm on my last page, guys.
I'm on. Me too.
Okay. Should all and be. Then Tess finds out that Shane's looking for Mitchie, that's the girl, because he sings it. He sings her song.
He goes, I can still stalking. Hear a voice in my head, and then sings it word for word.
Sings it, yeah. Doesn't just say it, but like he sings it exactly how it needs to be sung. Like he's making an effort.
Why didn't he just sing that and then wait for someone to say, hey, that's my song?
Because it's like
because they would lie. Yeah, exactly. It's like yeah, when the stepsisters lie, they say
no.
My
like,
shoe fits.
Why didn't no? I'm not even saying like, hey, who knows this song? I would have just sang the song, not told anyone about it, and then been like, that's my song.
Well, what do you mean?
Like he like if he just hadn't announced that he was looking for someone and just sang that like that little piece of the song.
You wanted him to just sing it over the intercoms and hope someone came to him saying, "You thief."
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm. Then half the movie would be cut.
Good.
Okay, and then, yeah, why is Mitchie sitting in the corner? What does this say?
Mitchie's crying.
What does this say? Oh, Tess versus Mitchie in the mess hall. I wrote, punch her, Mitchie. and then we have the whole montage for the countdown to the final jam where they're all getting ready.
I have something to say about that.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, thank you. I think they blew out all of their practical effects because the next scene that we get is them entering that badly CGI'd barn with the badly CGI'd title on it.
Was it CGI?
It was CGI. I thought you
it
can
was
tell.
Painted on.
Mm. No, it's so bad.
I missed
I was
that.
Paying attention to the boys dancing in front of it for no reason.
For like the entire, yeah. Throughout the whole countdown?
Okay, and then we have, I wrote, how many colored boots does Mitchie own? Because she has several pairs.
Too many.
Then we have Tess framing Mitchie and Caitlin with the charm bracelet.
Which...
That whole
brilliant.
Debacle.
Okay, that was a surprise though, because when we were
that
like
was a twist.
That was a twist because when Shane would sing the song and Tess overheard and was like, "Oh snap, I've heard that before," and she went and snuck into Mitchie's room.
Which why Mitchie? Why is your stuff still in there? I would have gone back, grabbed it, and went to my mom's room.
None of this would have happened if she just stayed with her mom in that room.
That's a fact.
She's dumb.
And then goes into her song journal,
which is like under her bed.
Yes,
badly then, hidden, like. All the way out.
But they're friends, remember? So it doesn't matter.
Shut up.
So realizes that it's Demi's and everyone's over here. I thought she's gonna steal that song. She's gonna go up, sing it.
Yeah.
I thought
no. We gotta make the movie last another 40 minutes. So
my God.
Let's frame her.
Let me put this into perspective, y'all. If I were to ever steal anything from anyone.
Ever.
Theoretically, ever. Allegedly.
Anytime.
I wouldn't hide it in plain view in the middle of where I'm working underneath a stack of random books.
How does she get into the kitchen to hide this? Like, why wouldn't she just hide it in her room?
I thought, yeah.
She's there.
I thought that's... Good? I thought that's what happened, like, rewatching, I thought it was that she hid it in the room.
No.
But then I was like, oh,
it's under
the kitchen?
A stack of, like, cookbooks in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, the dumbest
of
place
course.
To hide something.
And I love Caitlin's response. Or, like, Demi's like, I don't know how that got there. And then Caitlin's like, I do.
I don't know.
But no one understands that she was
just
like...
Just speak up, Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin
you'll say
or something. Or maybe... I was gonna call her Michelle. Mitchie should just, like, not have been like, how did that get there? I would have been like, straight up, I don't know.
Check it for fingerprints.
Yeah.
Send it to the lab. You guys have
a have
forensics
so many
department here
you
at the camp. Where's the forensics workshop? Okay. So they're banned. Mitchie and Caitlin are banned
till the end
of final jam. Till the end of final jam.
Did you guys listen carefully? The official end of final jam.
I still don't understand that. Can someone please explain?
Yes, when we get to it.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're at final jam. Oh, okay. We have the lip gloss line.
Thank you.
That Lisa wanted.
BTW, your lip gloss is so not glossy anymore.
That is aggressive.
Did she slap her? What's that like loud noise? No, it was just
them storming off the guitar.
Oh. I put God Bless Peggy because she started this. She said, I'm out. I'm done with this crap.
And then we have the hit song Hasta La Vista.
Okay, classic. So that girl says a lip gloss line, walks away, Ella. Joins Hasta La Vista.
And immediately knows the choreo and the only part,
yeah. She is in it.
Yeah. She just says La Vista throughout the whole thing. Yeah, and so Peggy or Margaret, we don't know what's going on there.
Apparently. She what's has it? A...
Let me see what, like... What is her name?
Maybe that's her stage name, like Margaret... What is it? Margaret Chan?
Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, shit.
Margaret Chan. It just says Margaret Peggy Dupree.
Is that
maybe also... Maybe her nickname is Peggy, and she never wanted to be called Peggy.
Oh, maybe, like, that's what they thought her name was. Like, Tess just called her Peggy, and they stuck
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's but one then, of those, it's when one they announced...
Go. No, really? go.
When they
announce
the ending, they use her name as Peggy. They call her Peggy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And they don't say, like, Margaret. They say Peggy.
They don't say Margaret. They say Peggy.
Yeah.
That was good. I like that enunciation.
And they continue to use Peggy for the... I thought, like, oh, she's going to be Margaret for the rest of the movie. Does Peggy come back for the second movie?
Yes.
Does she?
Yeah, she's in the second.
Is she a big deal or is she kind of... Yeah.
She
still wears the headbands, right?
Oh, geez. I think so. Get a new look, Peggy.
But
come
do you remember?
On.
I don't Margaret. Know if you guys ever watched Naturally Sadie, but she was on that show.
Sounds familiar.
It was like Canadian. It was like Life with Derica. It was Canadian, but it was on Disney Channel. Uh-huh. So yep. She was on that. She doesn't sing her song, that's as far insane. As I know. Years ago, I looked it up, and it wasn't her real voice. Some yeah, woman didn't... singing over it.
Maisie Gray.
It's Maisie Gray singing. So yeah, so she sings her big "Here I Am" song.
With the side eye montage.
It's just two clips, and it's the two flashback clips are yeah, the one of her doing the eye roll when Tess yelled at her in the
it's
beginning.
It's two eye rolls plus like her like smirking.
Plus the clip that was literally like
2 seconds ago,
5 seconds ago of her going and walking away. I'm like, that just happened. Why would this be in a montage looking back?
Because she only had so many scenes.
I know. Okay. And now it's the end of Final Jam officially.
Okay, so
see,
no.
Put, I don't even feel bad when Tess is like all sad about her mom.
So it's the end of Final Jam.
We didn't even mention Tess's performance because it was trash.
Good.
God, yeah,
and TJ, but her mom was on the phone.
Yeah, but we realized the mom is like legit abusive. But
and Tess almost fell because her mom was on the phone.
Her mom's busy. She's an actual star. Like she's making sure she's like her stuff is put together. I'm sorry, Tess.
I'm sorry.
Tesla Coil, whatever your name
also,
is.
Also, I want to say, what... The audience is, like, also made up of other campers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, did you have to audition to be in the Final Jam? Because why didn't anyone else participate? Where's my horn section?
Yeah, I agree.
Was it just these, like, five groups?
It was Rappers with Trampoline, Two Stars...
The Mirrors.
The Mirror.
Peggy.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But the list looked like it had like six or seven people on it. So what's the truth here, buddy?
But it's the end of Final Jam, and now Mitchie can perform.
It's the official end of Final Jam.
So the end of Final Jam, no more people can compete to win.
Yes.
So the only reason Mitchie is even up there is because she just...
She said, goodwill performance, I gotta do this, let's go.
Why does she have to perform?
She doesn't have to. I think it's just that I think Brown wanted her to perform because of when he had her sing solo, and she because it's solo, and she like because
he realized
she was shy and wanted her to branch out, come out of her shell, and so I think he was like cool with her performing now to see her be a star.
I think it was also like he didn't want Tess to throw the biggest fit in the world, so he's like, I'll ban you, but then you can perform.
Also didn't want Tess to get her way, so like, and she did technically because she didn't get to compete. But she got
the boy at the end, regardless.
The boy.
From what I read on some reviews, people were ticked that Demi ended up not winning.
Well,
the final day, but she wasn't a competitor.
But I don't think I think it's good that Peggy won.
Agreed.
Peggy deserved it.
Even if Mitchie competed, I don't think she. I think she. I don't know.
She wanted to win Kevin Jonas back. She didn't want to win the competition.
Joe Jonas.
Kevin?
Not Kevin.
He wanted the birdhouse.
That's all he wanted? That's his only love interest in any of the movies.
Can't we
spoiler
just call
alert.
Them by their real names?
This is why I got confused.
Okay. So yeah, Mitchie performs, and then we have Shane's slow-mo turn where he says...
That's the voice.
Yeah.
This is me.
That's the song.
Yeah.
That's my song.
Well, then that must be the girl.
Yeah, and then he where does he get a microphone? He just gets one and starts singing.
So he has one too.
No, it's the uncle's. Uncle Bronson.
But the...
I swear to God.
People were singing that song to him for, like, a few days. So he's heard the song multiple times. You know what I mean? So
no, they were singing Start the Party. In the montage, they sing Start the Party. Right. Which is weird, because... Why?
That's so true. It's a musical, Sarah.
Anyways, then he goes up and they do their little mashup. And it's just like, what if she didn't want him on stage? What if this was her time to shine? Right.
Everything. I said, who invited him to sing along?
Yeah, I said, did she say he could join in? And then Margaret Dupree, Peggy, wins Final Jam, but Mitchie won the best summer of her life.
I said, this was a weird way to end Tesla's, like, arc.
Did you think that Demi was going to win, being your first time watching this?
Actually, yeah, I did. And I thought, I was, like, surprised. I was like, Peggy won!
And then they all perform We Rock, which I think, as a song, has some good verses, but not a good chorus.
The opposite.
I think the verses are strong, weak chorus.
There's that weird scene.
They just say, we rock, we rock.
The vocals are really bad also, because it's like, everyone's like up here, and then the one person starts singing and then like drops down here. It's like, I'm like, what?
And then can you all see the choreography in your head? Because I sure can.
Yeah.
Just that guitar strum.
Yeah. And then that's it. That's all she wrote.
We get, literally the last like lines that we get are like Tess being like, I'm sorry. And then like them looking awkward, like, that was weird. That's over.
Yeah, Tess apologized. Did anyone really like, care? They didn't even talk to her after. They're like, yeah, you should apologize.
They were like, oh, okay, great, bye. Your mom's shit. Sorry.
Okay, so that's the end of the movie. And now it's time for IMDb reviews. Lisa.
I'm really excited.
All right. While you get those out, let's play the song.
IMDb.
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 IMDb. All right, let's hear what you got.
Oh my God. Did you type them all out? Why are they so long?
No, it's screenshots.
It's on her phone.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so positive or negative first, please tell me.
Positive, and then let's go crazy.
Mute that, too.
It's me, but I silenced it.
First off.
I knew it was you. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I guess let me read the title. The title of this comment or review is A Timeless Classic. 10 out of 10. This was written in 2014, but so a little delayed.
It's timeless.
But it is timeless.
It's timeless to me.
From Callum. Timeless. From Callum 525. So they're here.
Calabar.
First off, just let me say this is one of the best films I have ever seen. Camp Rock delivers a great storyline along with some clever humor. Lots of spelling errors here, let me just say.
Good.
The songs on it are great. Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato, the star of the show, were great together. I thought they were what made this film work so well. Now, Demi Lovato, she was superb in this film. Her singing was great, and her acting was comparable to that of Robert De Niro in his prime. One thing I will say is ignore the other reviews, which slate this film. I am not a great fan of this particular genre, but this was great. I regularly rewatch this movie as it is that good. I highly recommend it. This is real. This is me. .. Mm-hmm.
This is real. Yeah.
So one of those negative comments I think they're referring to was
this next review
titled and it was written in 2009. Just UH. Not just one H. This person, Chopaway, gave Camp Rock a 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read the highlights of this review. Kevin Jones.
Is that their name, Chopaway?
Yep.
That's stupid.
If Walt Disney were alive, he would kill the people behind this movie. I'm sure it was that bad. I thought High School Musical was bad, but when I watched this, I was amazed. This movie wasn't just bad, it was a disaster. Joe Jonas is a bad actor. And his clothes were bad, too. That jeans made his short leg even shorter.
He has a short leg?
Just one
short leg.
Someone should say that the girl has really bad clothes. They were like my grandmother's clothes. Wait, my grandma wears cool clothes now, so she looked like a street urchin, and she cannot sing. The girl who played Tess Tyler was the worst thing. Tess was supposed to be someone close to Sharpay Evans. it's highly compared to High School Musical, guys. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. They loved it.
But she was not like... But she wasn't. She was like three. And even a three would be a better actor than her.
Who's three?
The number three.
The number three would be better than her.
It's a magic number.
Let's see. And in the end, there was no kiss. Are those people crazy? But I think that there was no kiss because Joe Jonas did not want to kiss Demi Lovato. I understand him. The plot, I am sure that five-year-old girls' dreams are more exciting. A poor girl who falls in love with the hottest teenage star, and a rich blonde girl who is bad, and some other things who are jumping around pretending they are normal teens. For the music, it was something, a disaster. The song We Rock is funny because they do not rock. And Camp Rock, wow. As a big old school rock fan, I can say that there was no rock in this movie.
We Rock, yeah.
Wow.
That was, like, a lot to, like, even try to, like, comprehend
there's
what was going
so
on.
There's so much. I mean, it was bad. It kind of upset me to see how many negative reviews there were of this movie.
Oh, honey, there are a lot in every DCOM.
But, like, what was the last one? We watched Reader and Weep, and it wasn't this bad.
Well, Camp Rock is... I think it's because it was such a big deal, and it was... Jonas Brothers, it was one of their, like, highest, like, debut
grossing
ratings,
films,
I think.
Yeah.
Grossing, they didn't make...
I liked... Like, some people were very realistic, like, what did you expect? It's a, you know, typical, but...
Yeah.
That person, I feel bad that their experience was so negative.
At least it's not like that one kid that missed The Late Show for...
Oh, my God. That was really good.
Because of this movie.
Yeah.
That was okay. A lot.
Well, do you guys know what time it is?
What time is it?
No, like, do you know the time? I don't
know
the time.
Oh, shoot.
Just kidding. Justin.
Whoa. Idiots. Why would I ask you what time it is? I'm on the computer.
I don't know.
I have a computer. It says it's 4:09.
It's 4:11.
My computer
it's
says
4:09 on my phone.
Oh,
like 4:10 on my phone.
What time is it?
Does it say 4:12? Anyway, guys, it's time to give a shout out to
4:10.
It's been 60 seconds since you got that phone out.
So, time to give a shout out to our friend Justin Absher, who made our podcast artwork that Lisa painted on a canvas, actually.
Justin, that artwork is so intricate that it took... That painting... I didn't even do Sarah Wan's face. I just did the title.
Could you imagine?
I thought, maybe I should
And trying to get
high.
The bubble.
It was so much. And I kept thinking, like, Juan, as a painter, is going to look at this and think, oh, my God.
I know, it looks good.
But Justin, well done. I have studied this entire thing, and I am impressed.
I'll put a picture on our Twitter so that our listeners can,
you're welcome,
can know what we're talking about.
We should also put up a poll, Team Caitlin or Team.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let's do that. Okay, anyways, you can follow Justin on Twitter at JustinAbsher_ at Instagram, or on Instagram at JustinAbsher.
Oh my God.
Unless he changed his usernames, I didn't check this week.
It's Firefox369.
It's RedPanda024.
There we go.
But Absher is spelled ABSHER. Not that hard to spell.
It's really Hooked on Phonics will get you through that name.
Okay, yeah, you mention Hooked on Phonics every time.
Yeah!
You need to get a Hooked on Phonics sponsorship. We're on Twitter at Planet Weird Pod. You can go to our website, podcastfromplanetweird.com, for our links to all of our social media and where to listen. Give us a little rating on iTunes if you can.
Share it if you like it.
If you're like my mom and you don't know your Apple ID password and you can't get into the iTunes store, maybe start a new account so you can give us a rating. Okay, jerks?
Can't you email it back? Can you be like,
I don't know.
What is it?
Not if you have
my mom doesn't
email.
Know anything about her phone.
I just found it to my My issue like a week ago. It was strange.
Was it on fire? Was it all burnt down?
It was basically like, you messed a lot of things up there, buddy.
Yeah, okay, and then next week Lisa will not be joining us.
Thanks.
You can come back another time, though. Always, you know, good to have you. We'll have you back for Camp Rock 2, Princess Protection Program. I think there was another one we had you down for.
Lizzie.
My Dates with the Princess.
Lizzie McGuire movie. No, wasn't there another one?
I don't remember.
Stuck in the Suburbs. That was the other one. I put you down for it. I don't know if you wanted to do it, but I put it down.
I like that.
If we get Taryn Killam or Danielle Panabaker, you're out. Or Brenda Song.
Is that the one where he gets the... That's where he's eating fries. And
what?
I really like that.
I think you should try to get them, man.
Wait, what?
When What's-His-Face is like in like a little like diner and he's like eating
fries. Yeah.
I always wanted those
that's
fries.
The scene, the only scene from that movie you can mention.
That's the one scene that like I really like.
I don't know that scene.
I'm hungry.
Y'all. When he's like the bobblehead. Remember, he's like, oh, there's a Jordan bobblehead. Yes. That scene.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll be talking about the Scream team because I want to get a little spooky, and Lon hasn't seen it yet.
That's my ghost sound.
And Lisa, I highly encourage you, even though you won't be on that episode, to watch it anyway.
To listen to it.
Well, and watch the movie.
Oh, watch the movie.
Yes, we encourage everyone.
Okay. I'll give you my Amazon login again. You can watch it on Amazon because it's not on Netflix or Hulu. So you know you can
rent
it.
Camp Rock is.
Rent it on Amazon or iTunes. Yeah, if you need to watch Camp Rock again to watch Who's Got What It Takes, that song.
Peggy's Eye Rolls.
To watch Peggy's Eye Rolls. It's on Netflix still. Other than that, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again.
We're also about to record a bonus episode or two of us playing those That's the Raven board games.
I'm so excited.
I don't know when I'll release those episodes. Probably like closer
never.
To when. Well, the new show comes out the 21st, so I'll probably sprinkle it in over there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Raven's Home.
It's so
soon. Yeah, I saw that actually. Okay, yeah.
Raven's Home. Raven's House.
House.
Okay, it's getting hot in here, so we're gonna go.
All right, thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye.